Crown Response Office, Panui Newsletter, the 29th of July 2025. Producers note, this document shows the logo of the Crown Response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry, Ma Fakaromo Me Akohuri Tetai. Listening, Learning, Changing. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 12th of August 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Crown Response Office, Panui Newsletter, the 29th of July 2025. About this newsletter, this Panui newsletter is from the Crown Response Office, a central government agency established to coordinate, monitor and report on the government's response to the Royal Commission. The office is hosted by the Public Service Commission. Please feel free to share this Panui newsletter. People can sign up to receive these updates, email contact at abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz with Panui newsletter in the email subject line. Alternate formats of the Panui newsletter can be found on the Crown Response Office website, aicoms.nz/4537. In this newsletter you will find updates on funding to hold events or activities to mark the National Day of Reflection, the 12th of November 2025. How to request official information about the Crown Response. The latest proactive release of a government decision about additional funding for the Lake Alice Redress Torture Scheme. Funding for National Day of Reflection events on the 12th of November 2025. A $1 million contestable fund is available to survivor-focused groups and organizations to hold local or regional events to mark a National Day of Reflection for survivors of abuse and neglect in care on the 12th of November 2025. Visit aicoms.nz/7172. As announced by the Prime Minister last year during the National Public Apology, a National Day of Reflection is a way to acknowledge and remember survivors who suffered abuse, harm and neglect while in care, and to raise awareness of abuse and neglect in care. Funding available. For local events, the government will contribute a maximum of $10,000 plus up to $1,500 for reasonable accommodations for accessibility. For regional events, the government will contribute a maximum of $25,000 plus up to $5,000 for reasonable accommodations for accessibility. Type of events. The fund is designed to allow a wide range of events and activities that are meaningful to communities. Types of events and activities that could be funded include community gatherings or other activities to honor survivors, storytelling, art installations, music or cultural performances. Eligibility. The fund is open to applications from any organization with a legal entity status that is either a survivor-specific organization or can demonstrate that survivors are involved in the design and/or delivery of the event. Organizations named in the Royal Commission of Inquiry's final report, Funaketia Through Pain and Trauma, From Darkness to Light Fakarihia Kitetihi or Maungarongo, are excluded from applying to the fund because they had historically failed to protect children and vulnerable adults from abuse in care. These institutions can self-fund events they choose to hold. The organizations can be found in Chapter 12 of the Royal Commission's Funaketia Report, Chapter 12, Key Findings, Abuse in Care, Royal Commission of Inquiry. How to apply. The fund is administered by Community Operations Hapai Hapori in partnership with the Crown Response Office, CRO. All applications must be made through the Online Grants Management System, GCMS, aicoms.nz/5389. If you need help submitting your grant application, email dayofreflection@dia.govt.nz or call Internal Affairs on 0800 824 824 Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Funding timeline. Applications close midnight the 31st of August 2025. Successful applicants will be informed by the end of September. How to request official information about the Crown Response. Before requesting official information from us, please check our proactively released information or past newsletters to see if the information you want is already available. How to make a request? Make your request as clear and specific as you can. If you are posting your request, please ensure you have included name, your postal address or preferred email address, and details of the information you want. Email oia@abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz. Post, Crown Response Office, Public Service Commission, P.O. Box 329, Wellington 6140. Latest proactive release of decisions on the Crown response. Decisions about additional funding for the torture redress scheme have been proactively released. Decisions from the 9th of June 2025 about additional funding for redress for torture at the Lake Alice Unit, PDF 2.2 megabytes, caicons.nz/9706. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 12th of August 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicons.co.nz. Website www.aicons.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.